corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off-balance Sherman, banked it right in front, got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Fry, dribble drive, running one-hander, banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work, driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow, a terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Gordon. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball robbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Finish the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel. Reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here! Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! It's a buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burnick lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Jack and Chuck on the internet on Scorers Broadcast, speaking to you tonight from Fort Loramie High School. This evening, a rivalry renewed. Sydney and Fort Loramie girls hook up for the first time since February 2002. That particular game was won by Fort Loramie at Sydney. The year before, Sydney beat Fort Loramie here at Fort Loramie High School. Not in this gym, though. It was in the old gym. So since that 17-18-year-old rivalry ended in 2002, this is the first meeting between the two clubs tonight, the first ever here in this gym at Fort Loramie, which was under construction in 2002, and the two schools played last in girls basketball. It should be a very interesting matchup tonight. The clubs pretty even on paper when you look at records and other stats. Both teams 13-6 on the year. Sydney 10-3 in the GWOC. Fort Loramie 8-3 in the Shelby County League. Fort Loramie, Chuck, an uphill struggle, though. Once more, that's been the case night in, night out. In terms of size, 6'2", Selena Taborn, a large handful for the Fort Loramie defense. She is averaging over 26 a game for the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Well, she is going to be the biggest task for Fort Loramie. I mean, in two areas, both ends of the floor, because you got to guard her. And, boy, if you let her catch the ball in a scoring position, this young lady can shoot the basketball. And at the other end, if you try to get into the lane and you're not aware of her and you give her a little bit of room, you're not going to want any dinner, because she's going to knock the ball right back down your throat.
In addition to Selena Taborn, Alina Kendall is averaging 6 per game on the year for the Sydney girls. Carrie Nuss at 6 points per contest. Those two at about 12.5 per outing between them. Taborn, the big scorer, pushing 27 per game this year, had 48, that's right, 48 in three overtimes against Tip City, 45 in a game, 40 in another. Those came against Piqua and St. Mary's. Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie will have a difficult time slowing down Megan Mummy's Selena Taborn of Sydney. But the Redskins have had good practice attempting to do that all year long, outsized in the Shelby County League in a big way, Chuck, against Rushi, against Jackson Center, against Botkins, against Minster, outside the league, against Versailles, outside the league, and on and on and on.
Well, I mean, they got three girls that are 5'11", but Holehouse has been hurt a lot of the years. She's now back, and Ratterman and Bargy come off the bench and give them a little bit of time, but other than that, boy, they just go really small after that. Sarah Stang is probably their best inside player, and she's at 5'9", so that's 5 inches she's giving up and a whole lot of size on the inside.
Is there a tactic, an approach, a strategy at attempting somehow, some way, early on in the game to try to get Selena Taborn in foul trouble? Do you attempt to orchestrate that if you're Fort Loramie offensively?
Oh, I don't think that you do. What you have to remember is a shot blocker like this, they don't like it if you get up into them to shoot the basketball. If you give her a little bit of room and you shoot it, that makes her a really good shot blocker. But if you get up inside and shoot it, if the referees are calling any kind of body at that point, that's how you're going to pick up fouls on her. But if you give her room, it's going to be a long night for you trying to shoot it in the paint.
Rayanne Fry for Fort Loramie has had a very good senior season. And oftentimes, Chuck, as Rayanne Fry goes, the Fort Loramie girls will go. Case in point this past Saturday against Jackson Center. The Lady Tigers did a pretty good defensive job on Rayanne. But when she's making shots, and I mean a couple three-pointers a game, a couple of good drives to the basket, getting to the foul line, hitting double digits, that's when Fort Loramie is tough to beat. She, along with Taylor Ratterman, really give this Fort Loramie girls team a fine dimension. Each one, though, only 5'5" tall. They are the two mighty mites, we might say, for the Fort Loramie girls. Rayanne, a senior, and Taylor Ratterman, just a freshman. In addition to Rayanne Fry needing a good game, Sarah Stang needs to pop out, as you alluded a few minutes ago, and hit a couple or three nice elbow jumpers to bring Selena Taborn out away from the basket just a little bit, so Fort Loramie might be able to scoop up an offensive rebound or two.
Well, I mean, if Sarah can go out and hit a couple and bring her away, that's going to be really effective. The other thing that Fort Loramie has to do is really pressure the guards, try to turn them over so they don't have the ability. Once they get into half court and get themselves set, advantage Sydney. If they can turn them over like they did in the JV game, they turned them over constantly. That bodes well for the Redskins.
I can recall early in the year, the first meeting between Fort Laramie and Jackson Center. Redskins turned the tables on the Jackson Center Lady Tigers. Only game in the Shelby County League that Jackson Center lost this season was to Fort Laramie right here. And that was because Fort Laramie's defense kept Jackson Center from running any kind of a half-court game. Jackson Center girls had just 6 points at the half. Fort Laramie will have a difficult time emulating that kind of showing, limiting Sydney tonight to six in the first two quarters. But it can be done, and head coach Carla Siegel's team is a club that can do it. It's a scrappy, tenacious defense. It's little, but very quick. These young ladies for Fort Laramie play with a lot of heart.
Well, I mean, I've been watching Fort Laramie now for 6 years, and the strength of them constantly is their defense. Now, they've had some really good offensive players, and that's what's gotten yep. some of those big banners up on the wall
right.
there. But they are always going to play good defense because Coach Siegel's not going to allow them not to.
Megan Mummies, Sydney Yellow Jackets, very tough this season as they were last year. In fact, Megan is darn near close to 100 wins in her six-year career here at Sydney. That's an average of, what, 16 a season. That's
right.
A pretty daggone good record. I think she's 94 and 44, something like that. She says there's not a lot of high-level talent in the next few years. Down at the 6th, 7th grade level there is. But she's done an excellent job. An Urbana graduate, played basketball down at Edison. Megan has done a stellar job running the show at Sydney. But she was saying before the game, we don't want to hang a hangover on this one. We've had a few of those games like that this year where we've had a big weekend of action. Then we've come back during the week, usually not till Wednesday when they play a GWAC game. But this game's 24 hours earlier than those midweek GWAC contests. She said, we don't want to suffer a letdown here tonight against Fort Laramie. We want to get this rivalry renewed off to a bang once again here tonight.
Well, I mean, yeah, as a coach, you do realize there's peaks and valleys in your season, and sometimes these non-league weeknight games are tough to get the kids really inspired. They go home after school, and they hang out, and then they
right.
come back and take the bus ride. But with Taborn out there, I think that they're going to be okay.
Yeah, Sydney, a favorite tonight. I wouldn't say a prohibitive favorite, but certainly a favorite. Both teams have played very good basketball over the last several weeks. In fact, Fort Laramie girls, after a 3-3 start, have gone 10-3 since, despite losing at Jackson Center on Saturday afternoon. The Sydney Lady Yellow Jackets are on a roll as well, having won 7 of 9. The last two wins, February 1st and 4th, over Troy, 49-41, and Piqua, 62-31. Sydney's played some outstanding competition along the way, including the likes of Tecumseh and Tip City, losing both of those games. That Tip City contest was unbelievable, 88-81 in three overtimes. Sydney girls played Rushi in the opener back on November 25th, and Maria Heron had a fine night in game one. That was back Thanksgiving weekend, and Rushi defeated Sydney 54-41 on that night. It's an entirely different Sydney team now, of course. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including these from Fort Laramie: Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Lineups are next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
The Fort Loramie Lady Redskins being introduced. Rayanne Fry, 5'5", senior at a guard. Caitlin Lupke, also out front, 5'6" tall and a senior. Sarah Stang at the post, 5'9", and a senior. 5'5", freshman Taylor Ratterman, quite a spark plug for Fort Loramie. Only a ninth grader. Taylor, 5'5" tall, as I said. And Hattie Meyer, 5'5", a junior, rounding out the opening five for the homestanding Fort Loramie Redskins. For the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Kiara Miller starts, 5'8", a senior, at a wing. Carrie Nuss, 6 points a game, 5'5", a junior. Alina Kendall, 7 a game, 5'4", a sophomore. Haley Powers, a senior at 5'7", in the opening lineup, along with Selena Taborn, just about 27 points per game. She's at the post, 6'2", and a senior is Selena, who wears the 55 on her back. Thanks to these anchor sponsors tonight, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, on the web with us for 9 years, couldn't have gotten off the ground and kept running without the help of Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thank you very much. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Along with Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins get off to a good start. There's that elbow jumper from Sarah Stang. She spotted up, was available. Nice screen, good position for her, squared toward the rim and drained a shot. And then Sydney at midcourt has the ball knocked away by Fort Loramie, rolls into backcourt. It's ruled a jump. Chuck, we had a delay after the opening tip. While I was running down the sponsors, the officials huddled at midcourt. What took place?
Well, no, they were trying to decide if anybody had possession because they had a tie-up right off of the tip. And they decided that the Sydney girl had it for just long enough that she got tied up. So they got the next possession.
And as a result, Sarah Stang was open, made the shot. Sydney counters right back inside to Selena Taborn. 8-foot banker, no good. It's knocked all around. Taborn gets it and hits a 7-footer right in front. That will be Fort Loramie's dilemma all night long. Taborn stretches her arm in the air, and from the elbow to the fingertip, she's that far above any Redskin on the inside.
She doesn't have to jump.
Oh, here's Ray Ann Fry. Good-looking shot. 17-footer straight away. She was available. Sydney didn't check her. And it's 4-2 in favor of Fort Loramie. Good beginning for the Redskins, Chuck, running their offense nicely, making jays from the outside.
Well, if they're going to hit those 15-footers, they're going to be in really good shape because that takes Taborn out of the game defensively.
Yep, sure does. Here's Sydney inbounding. Long cross-court heave to Kendall. Kendall outside the lane on the right to Taborn. She passes off to the three-point shooter. Here's a long one lobbed up there by Powers. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Fry hits Lupke. 3-on-2 break. Layup good. 6-2 Redskins.
Yeah, you better be ready to run the floor if you're playing Fort Loramie, that's for sure.
Sydney up over the timeline. It's Alina Kendall throwing to Taborn, foul stripe. She squares, doesn't shoot. Right corner to a teammate. Bombs away. Kendall available. Three ball. Good. 6-5, Fort Loramie up one. We played 2 minutes opening quarter. Fry's got the ball baseline right for Fort Loramie. You can tell Chuck Redskins want to hasten down the floor before Taborn and her Yellow Jacket teammates get positioned. Another baseline J by Stang of Fort Loramie. No, hits the rim, bounds away. Rebound left corner, push off against Fort Loramie. 6-5, start to this game. Fort Loramie up one. Good beginning offensively. Played just over 2 minutes. And Fort Loramie puts on three-quarter court pressure. In backcourt are Meyer. And also for Fort Loramie is Kennedy Gebhardt, who's checked in. She's on the court right away. And we have a delay momentarily. Sydney player shaken up down to her left.
I think it's an official.
Oh, it is. It's a referee who maybe lost his breath, got winded. Not sure. And Sheldon Weichel, team doctor, who volunteers services for Fort Loramie, and also a trainer from Wilson Health Sports Medicine, escorts the referee to the locker room.
Well, if you got a doctor with you, you hope it's nothing more than just winded.
Exactly.
Because he's, and this is coming from an older gentleman. He's an older gentleman.
Yeah. We've only played 2 minutes, 7 seconds.
We had a nice early start to the game.
But we now resort to a two-person crew, as one of the three referees has become ill.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to go get either one of the JV officials. No offense to them.
Also, a big thank you here tonight to Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris and Jackson Center. Take a long look at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. And in Anna, Ohio, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, as well as an array of specialty advertising items also. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, after the official became ill and left, Sydney threw it in. Fort Loramie stole it, was fouled. Redskins drop in 2 free throws made by whom, Chuck? And then Sydney throws it away at the timeline.
Hattie Meyer made them both, and she did a great job. She stepped in front of a pass and got the shot up, made them both. And, boy, they're turning Sydney over in the first 2 minutes. They've turned him over 3 times.
8-5, Sydney in the lead. Here is the ball thrown into Holdhouse in the lane. She stepped on the floor. Out back to Taylor Ratterman. Good-looking triple. Yes, she's got it. Oh, it was a skyscraper, a high archer. It floated down through perfectly. Fort Loramie shooting lights out here at the start.
That's 5 girls that have scored for Loramie in the first 2.5 minutes.
Superb balance demonstrated by the Lady Redskins, who lead it 11-5. Here's Sydney dumping down inside. Good feed by Nuss to Taborn. A half-hook shot from 5 feet out is banked in. 11-7, Fort Loramie up 4. Taylor Ratterman left corner. Out back to Hattie Meyer on the bounce to the left. Circles on top to Ratterman, who gets a screen, nearly a moving one by Fry. Good drive by Ratterman, low in the left, layup, yes! Holdhouse on the finish. Ratterman with a great pocket pass below the rim. 13-7 Fort Loramie. Steele, Hattie Meyer in backcourt, driving to the rim all the way, too hard. Rebound taken down by Sidney. Nuss rifles a pass up the floor to teammate Kendall. Kendall gave it up, got it back. Now to Nuss. Outside the arc on the left to Powers, who looks to throw. Meyer gets a fist on the ball, strikes it away. It's loose at the other end. Ratterman gobbles it up. Below the basket, too far. Can't make it. Got the rebound back, couldn't get it to go. Taken by Stang, low on the right. Shot short. Rebound Taborn. Long heave to Kendall. Driving layup, rimmed. No good. She was going pell-mell. Couldn't finish. Fort Loramie ball. And after all that frenetic action, we are still at 13-7 with 4:10 to play first quarter. Far right wing. Loramie's got it. It's Ray and Fry now on the left. Ratterman open. Foul line jump shot on the money. Taylor Ratterman connects. Redskins, a scorching start from the field.
She is one terrific looking freshman.
13-7 in favor of Fort Loramie. You watch her play, Chuck, and you think she is a February junior here in her third year of varsity play. Sydney's got the ball right corner of the floor. It's Nuss lobbing down inside to Taborn. Taborn caught it among three Fort Loramie ladies, snared it head high, and looped it up and in from 2 feet out. 15-9, Fort Loramie up six. Hattie Meyer, top of the circle. Near side pass goes to Taylor Ratterman, trying to lob into the lane for a cutter, trying to hit Kennedy Gebhardt, broken up and stolen by Sydney. Kennedy Gebhardt on the floor. She is a 5'5 freshman. We've got a high dribble in the left corner by the Yellow Jackets. It is a turnover. Ball goes back to Fort Loramie.
Well, you count Myring, who is out for the rest of the season with a knee injury. She'll be back next year. They've got three freshmen, counting her, that are just going to be terrific.
Yeah, Myring and Taylor Ratterman and Kennedy Gebhardt.
Gebhardt, yep. And I'll tell you, Macy Imwally in the JV game, that young lady can shoot it.
Uh-huh. Nice player as well. All of them ninth graders for the Fort Loramie girls. Redskins, though, do not have a lot of size in the imminent future. 2:54 to go here in the first quarter of play. 15-9 Fort Loramie. Redskins have the ball in the right corner. Now it's thrown to Gebhardt at the foul line. 14-footer hit the rim short. Rebound jerked off the glass by Taborn of Sydney, which is down 6, 2.5 to play in the opening stanza. Crossover dribble out high by Powers. Powers angles off into the right corner, gives it to a teammate, and good defense applied by Fort Loramie, which causes a turnover by the Lady Yellow Jackets. 2:33 left here in the first, 15-9. Fort Loramie on top by 6. Ratterman walks it up over center court. Defended by Carrie Nuss, 30 feet away. Right side pass to Gebhardt. Gebhardt and Ratterman, two freshmen on the floor right now for Fort Loramie. They play pitch and catch on the arc, head of the key. Right baseline pass to Holdhouse. 15-foot jumper from there. Missed it, no good. Rebounding foul over the back on Fort Loramie. It was either Lubke or Stang, one of the two. Stang got it?
Yeah.
2:13 to go here in the first quarter, 15-9 Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie got off to a very good beginning on Saturday against Jackson Center and then cooled off significantly thereafter on offense. Here's a long 22-foot three-point drive by Kendall of Sydney. It hit the rim, ricocheted right, rebound off the palm of the hand of a Fort Loramie player out of bounds. Minute 58 to go in the first. Taborn gets a breather right now for Sydney. She's on the bench. Here's a ball passed off on the play by Sydney to Kiana Johnson, 5'5 sophomore guard, who took the throw head of the key, bolted down the right side of the lane, bowled her way into the paint, and charged.
Yeah, that was a shot right there. That looked like Sydney football.
Collision occurred. She got stoned. Fort Loramie stood strong, and Johnson hit a brick wall. Good defense by the Redskins. Here's Addie Meyer shooting. Foul line extended right, left open. Candid for Fort Loramie. Redskins up 17-9. Redskins getting everything from 12 to 18 feet in this game.
And they were so had such trouble scoring Saturday.
Yep. Here's Kendall. Long cross-court pass intercepted by Fort Laramie. Dribble drive the other way. Redskins, Ray and Fry took it 60 feet and laid it through. Interception results in a bucket. 19-9 Fort Laramie. Here is Sydney out of the left corner. Johnson tries, way short, deflected. Redskins get the run out the other direction. It's down to Lupke. Lupke streaks to the rim, and she's got two more. Laramie rolling up 21-9 with a minute five to go first quarter.
Wow. This is as well as they could play, I think.
Right now, Fort Laramie girls blitzing Sydney, but 12-21-9. Selena Taborn getting set to check back in. And while she was out, Fort Laramie reeled off at least three, maybe four goals in a matter of a minute and a half.
Well, they're turning them over. They're getting the layups. And when she's out on the floor, they're doing a good job of hitting the 15-footers just like we said they needed to do.
Yep.
This has been a perfect quarter for Laramie.
Holdhouse is out for Fort Laramie. Is that Brooke Ratterman who's checked in now, Chuck?
Yes.
Here's the shot by Fort Laramie from the free throw line. Missed. Rebound down to Taborn. Backcourt to Kendall. Brooke Ratterman in now for the Redskins. She's guarding out on the arc. Ball thrown to Braxton Lee, who's checked in now. 5'5 senior for Sydney. She dumps it down on the block, and Fort Laramie's all over the back of Selena Taborn as she tried to muscle to the rim for the field goal. Couldn't get it to go in. But she is at the stripe with a couple. 50.3 left, opening period, 21-9. Fort Laramie over Sydney. Foul shot, Taborn hit the back rim twice and caromed away. Ratterman in for Stang for Fort Laramie, which has Fry, Lupke, Brooke Ratterman, Addie Meyer on the floor. Taborn again, and she rattles that one down through. Here comes Fort Laramie quickly up the floor. Lupke lobbing low in the left to Ray Ann Fry. Good bounce pass across the bottom of the key to Taylor Ratterman. Jump shot, 15-footer, hit the rim twice, skimmed off. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Redskins with 40.6 to go in the first. 21-10 in favor of Fort Laramie. Meyer, Lupke, Ratterman, Fry, Brooke Ratterman. Taylor and Brooke both on the floor right now for the Redskins. Taborn back in, as I mentioned, for Sydney. Up the floor, Braxton Lee, who's on the court now for the Yellow Jackets. Try to pass. Taylor Ratterman got a hand in there, broke it up, stole it, threw it down the floor to a driving offensive player. Missed at the rim. Good try by Fort Laramie. Going pell-mell was Caitlin Lupke. Couldn't get it to drop. It almost went in, teetered on the iron. She took a shot in the back, and she's at the stripe with two coming. 21-10 Fort Laramie. Free throw bouncing by Lupke, no good. Well, Sydney's medal tonight, Chuck, in terms of coming back from a double-digit deficit early, will be tested against Fort Laramie. Second free throw way long. Rebound Fort Laramie, thrown right back to Lupke. Missed it from 17, and Brooke Ratterman's got the board. Redskins will sequence an offensive attack once more. Having gotten a couple offensive boards this time down. Brooke Ratterman left side on top to Taylor. 6 seconds to go first quarter. Right side, Rayanne Fry chucks up a three, overshot it. Rebound on the deck. Hattie Meyer gets it, lays it up. It is no good. It would have counted had it fallen through. It skipped around every centimeter of the rim and dropped off. 21-10 Fort Laramie after one over Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'd better grip the road firmly with new tires from M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Big savings on tires you'll never get tired of. All makes and brands of tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's 295-3971. Enjoy true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Tom Timmerman and Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Fully licensed and insured. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We start the second quarter from here at Fort Loramie. Lady Redskins 21, Lady Yellow Jackets 10. Fort Loramie with the ball in the left corner. It's Taylor Ratterman. Gives it up out high to Lupke. Hand off to Meyer, back to Lupke, right flank, 25 feet away. Cutter in the lane is Fry. Ball is thrown to her. She's got a good look from 10, banked it, no. Rebound, Taborn of Sydney. Here come the Lady Yellow Jackets, left to right on your phone or computer screen as you imagine things here at Fort Loramie tonight. Left side pass by Sydney, busted up by Fort Loramie, ball on the floor. It is a jump, arrow favors Sydney. We will cover the Sydney Yellow Jackets' first tournament game, which will be played down at Vandalia Butler 1 week from Saturday, 1:30 tip. The opponent, Kettering Fairmont. We've got the action for you about 1:10 with the pregame on scoresbroadcast.com. Bad pass, Sydney. Bad pass, Fort Loramie. Sydney gets a run out to the right. Driving layup too hard by Kendall. Taken down by Fort Loramie. Rayanne Fry dashes up ahead. Top of the circle, it is Kennedy Gebhardt. Matt Hattie Meyer between the rings. Right side, Taylor Ratterman. Guarded by Haley Powers. Ball skipped to the near side to Brooke Ratterman. Throws into the lane to Gebhardt, the cutter. Oh, look at her streak right down the pike, all the way to the rim. High off the glass, hit the iron, came off. Fort Loramie garnered another offensive rebound, though. Out back to Rayanne Fry. Look out. She pours in a three. Rayanne Fry buries another perimeter shot for the Fort Loramie girls, who are on fire here tonight, leading Sydney 24-10. Timeout Jackets, 6:38 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
One of our new underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Vets helping vets at the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Here's Sydney with the ball, lost it. Fort Loramie picked it up. Here's Taylor Ratterman driving all the way to the rim. A looping one-hander, a teardrop is right on target.
They have turned Sydney over 11 times, and they've scored almost every time they have.
And you're right, Chuck. I bet that's 18, 20 points off turnovers produced by Fort Loramie in this game. Here is Sydney powering the ball down inside to Taborn. Taborn catches 4 feet away. Her bank shot goes in, out, in, out. Rebounded by Taborn, who stumbles down and is whistled for traveling. Well, Fort Loramie can do no wrong right now. Sydney can do no right, and it's a 16-point game in favor of Fort Loramie with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Ball thrown foul line to Brooke Ratterman. Knocked away by Sydney, goes out of bounds beneath the basket. So many thanks to Barker Insurance here on scoresbroadcast.com, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none. The most valued agency in the area, Barker Insurance. Ball inbounded by Fort Loramie. Baseline shot missed. Weak side rebound, Hattie Meyer. She ducks under, hits it off the glass. Two more. And Fort Loramie's lead swells to 18. 28-10. Here's Taborn in the paint. Triple teamed. It's a cutter down the lane for Sydney. Drive to the basket. Shot by Kendall. Off the back iron once, twice, and down through. 28-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. 5:08 to go, second quarter. Here's a telegraph pass by Fort Loramie, intercepted by Sydney. Streaking the other way, Carrie Nuss. All the way to the rim, she's got it. Four very snappy points produced by Sydney. 28-14 Fort Loramie. 4:53 to go, second quarter. Biggest margin was 28-10 at the five-minute mark of the second. Hattie Meyer ahead of the key. Right side pass goes to Kennedy Gebhardt in the right corner. Brooke Ratterman back to Kennedy. Slicing into the lane. Nice dish off down inside to Brooke. Who banks it in? Kennedy Gebhardt made it happen. How about that? Brooke Ratterman in off the bench, and she knocks down a goal for the Lady Redskins.
She's had a couple of real nice rebounds, too.
Steal, midcourt, Kennedy Gebhardt, left-hand dribble down the floor, stops, lays it in for Fort Loramie. Kennedy Gebhardt on the theft at the timeline, away she went. There's the 18-point lead back again for Fort Loramie, 32-14. 4 minutes to go, first half. Sydney lobbing out of the arc, Powers dumps it down into Taborn. Taborn spins, maneuvers, lowers the shoulder, makes the field goal, negated, offensive foul. That was a tough one to take right there.
Well, they're surrounding her with three, and she has to understand that she has to shoot it where she catches it.
Right.
Because there is no place for her to go in any direction. And the other thing is happening is when they throw it into her, the other four girls are standing and watching her. They need to move and cut and get some layups.
Yeah, Selena had to go straight up after catching the ball there. She leaned in ever so slightly. Here's Fort Loramie going to work again. Taylor Ratterman down inside to Brooke, who rimmed the seven-footer. That was makeable. It somehow spun around, came off. Sydney got the board. Down the floor, Nuss. Nuss on the way to the rim, stops. Feeds Kiara Miller, baseline left. Out back to the three-point gunner, Powers. Shot hit the back iron. Rebound, Fort Loramie.
That was Taborn, and I'll tell you what, Loramie will let her shoot threes all night long.
3:33 left to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie leads it 32-14. Here's Ratterman, 25 feet out, going into the right corner. Out to Gebhardt. Nice shot fake. Pulls up inside the arc. Strong on the 15-footer. Nice rebound. Low in the left by Sydney's Kiara Miller. Miller hands off in backcourt to Carrie Nuss, who dribbles left side. Checked by Lupke. On top, Alina Kendall for Sydney. Kendall dropped it, got it back. Gave it to Carly Dean, who's in now. Carly, a freshman, 5'6" tall. Now Kiara Miller. 2:48 to go, second quarter, 32-14 Fort Loramie. Right side, Dean. Backs her defender down. Picks up her dribble. Looks inside for Taborn. Lobs it to her. She got it from 7 feet away. Good catch and a delivery all in one motion. Up and in. Good play, Selena Taborn. Nice entry by Dean of the Lady Yellow Jackets.
Well, I'll tell you, this kind of defense that Loramie's playing just wears you out offensively.
32-16 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:17 to go first half. Lupke midcourt. To Taylor Ratterman, back to Lupke. High screen by Brooke Ratterman. Taylor stops and pops. Long three-pointer. Hit the rim. Short, no good. Rebound, Sydney. Yellow Jackets tried to save it in bounds. Did so. Loramie touched it. Out of bounds to the black shirts. Sydney, the road black. Gold numbers outlined in white. Fort Loramie, the home white. Red lettering, Fort Loramie across the front. Black numbers trimmed in red. Biggest lead, 18 for Fort Loramie on a couple of occasions. It's 32-16 now with a minute 59 to go, first half. Interception, Fort Loramie. Up the floor, Rayanne Fry. Near side, Taylor Ratterman. Taylor's got it 35 feet away. Head coach Carla Siegel shouts out instructions. Now Lupke. Left side, Abby Holdhouse. A little give and go. Down low on the left to Lupke. Shot blocked by Taborn. Saved in bounds by Sydney. And the Yellow Jackets come away with it.
Wow. That was going to be Loramie's ball.
Braxton Lee, 5'5 senior. Races up the floor. Gives it up. Gets it back. Then pitches it out near the timeline. Traced down by Carrie Nuss of Sydney. Minute 20 to go in the first. Nuss a long high lob down into Taborn, overshoots it from point blank range. Fort Loramie snares the rebound. Holdhouse to Ratterman. Right corner, Ray Ann Fry. Look out from there. It is off the rim, no good, short. Rebound knocked out by Sidney. Ray Ann Fry was open. That's one that more often than not she will connect on. Minute six to go, first half. Fort Loramie's doubled the score on Sidney, 32-16. Ball lobbed into the lane by Fort Loramie. I think that's Hunter Bargy who caught it. Spun, deflected by Sidney, rolling, touch last by Fort Loramie, out of bounds. Minute to go, first half. As I mentioned, having checked in for the Redskins, Hunter Bargy, 5'11 senior. Sidney with the ball 30 feet away. Ball thrown down low on the right to Kara Miller. Shot deflected from 7 feet out. Rebound loose, goes to Fort Loramie. Miller tracing Ratterman, fouls her in backcourt with 45.7 to go. So many thanks to these Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Good pivot move in the lane by Abby Holdhouse of Fort Loramie. She swiveled from about 8 feet away and canned it. Boy, if Fort Loramie can get her going offensively, Chuck, the Redskins could be a serious contender in the tournament. She's capable of 12 to 15 points per outing once she gets that knee fully healthy.
Well, we thought she was really going to be an asset for him this year, and I think she's going to be now she's healthy.
Well, Sidney comes down the floor with an offensive possession that had about 15 seconds on it, and the Yellow Jackets get a baseline jump shot from Kiara Miller, who is a 5'8 senior. She launched one as the final ticks for counting off the clock. She missed it. Fort Loramie tracked down the rebound as the first half finished. And Fort Loramie closes the second quarter with a spread of 18, matching the widest margin in this game so far. Earlier at 28-10, now at 34-16, the Fort Loramie Redskins lead the Sidney Lady Yellow Jackets here at the half. Tonight, a rivalry renewed. Sidney and Fort Loramie girls hooking up for the first time since February of 2002. Fort Loramie won in that year at Sidney. Year before, Sidney won at Fort Loramie, not in this gym, but in the old gym here in the high school building. This the first game ever between the two in this facility, this gymnasium inside Fort Loramie High School. The two clubs had a long rivalry that spanned 15 to 20 years. It was split virtually right down the middle, wins and losses. Then it ended in 2002, and it has been restarted here tonight. So far, Fort Loramie shooting lights out and leading Sidney by a score of 34-16 here at the halftime intermission. I'd like to remind you that Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning is on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. It's family-owned, building a quality name on relationships, a customer at a time. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's. Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Chuck, our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sidney. That is coming up in just a moment. Or if you want to take it away right now, look at the
scorebook. Whatever you want me to do.
Yeah, what are the highlights? Fort Loramie with a bevy of young ladies in the scorebook who've knotted points so far in this game.
Yeah, we talked about the keys for both teams, and the keys for Sidney was to not turn the ball over to get it into the half-court situation so Taborn could be a force down under the basket.
Yep.
Well, she scored 9 points of their 16, but Loramie has a 14-13 rebounding edge, 7-3 on the offensive boards. Loramie turned it twice. Sidney turned the ball over 15 times in the first half. Loramie was 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Sidney 1 of 2. besides Taborn's 9. Kendall has 5 and Nuss has 2. They scored 10 and 6, 16 for the half. Lormy, like you said, had a bunch of girls that scored. They had Fry with 7. They had Taylor Ratterman with 7. Hattie Meyer had 6. They got 4 from Abby Holthouse. They got 4 from Lupke, then 2 each from Stang and Brooke Ratterman and Kennedy Gephardt. They scored 21 and 13, and they lead at the half 34-16, and they have absolutely dominated the Division I Yellow Jackets.
Sydney has not tightened down its defense, Chuck. 15 feet on out. Fort Loramie's made a living shooting jumpers. Redskins have gotten a number of offensive rebounds and beaten Sydney down the floor, gotten layups as well. But in the Shelby County League, Fort Loramie has a hard time getting those perimeter Jays. The defense in the SCL is extremely suffocating. Right now, tonight, so far, holes in Sydney's defense, and I'm sure the Lady Yellow Jackets have performed better defensively than they are displaying here this evening.
Well, I mean, a couple of things are happening. A lot of the baskets that Loramie's scoring are off of steals for layups because they just run and run and run, and you could tell Taborn was gassed there at the end of the half, and she had to sit down at a time where they really needed her on the floor. And Sydney on the other end, somebody else has to step up. Kendall, she's only a sophomore. I like her. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to be a good basketball player, but they got to get Taborn some help. And if Loramie keeps shooting the basketball, quite honestly, they probably miss 5 or 6 shots that they normally would make because they were the easier ones that they missed.
Mm-hmm.
This thing could be over.
Yeah, Alina Kendall has got to kindle the fire under the Yellow Jackets here in the second half. 34-16 Fort Loramie, 5.5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. That is our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
My name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We have a big game coming up for you this Friday night on scoresbroadcast.com. Fairlawn at Rushi in the Shelby County League. Rushi won the first time around at Fairlawn. Rushi's out in front right now in Shelby County League boys action with 2 weekends of games to go. Rushi has lost once in league play Fort Loramie twice, Fairlawn twice. Marushi's got a matchup with Fairlawn this Friday. We've got the contest for you. 8 o'clock start, 7:40 online on the web on scoresbroadcast.com Friday night. 1 week from Friday, it's Marushi at Fort Loramie. And, Chuck, we've said a few times here recently, Fairlawn playing as good as anybody in the area. If Fairlawn went over Marushi and then an opponent in the bottom of the league for Fairlawn the following week might ensure no worse than a tie for the Shelby County League title for Fairlawn if they can pull off a surprise on Friday night at Marushi. Won't be easy, though.
No, Marushi is a really, really tough place to win a basketball game. But I was talking to some of the people at the scorer's table early before the JV game started, and they all feel like Marushi's probably going to get the number one seed.
Yes.
They're not Marushi. Fairlawn is going to get the number one seed.
Ooh.
Just because of the way they're playing right now.
Mm.
But I don't know if the game Friday night is going to make a difference, because if the league coaches haven't voted yet, they might wait. But the teams in the county and the other places coming in may have already voted.
Interesting. Interesting observation.
I think it's Marushi. I mean, personally, I think Marushi is going to get the number one seed.
Yeah, Marushi losing at Versailles by one, led with 2 seconds to go by one, has already beaten Fairlawn and Fort Loramie both. I'd have to give it to Marushi, but I'm not voting. But it's a close call. Fairlawn is playing as well as anybody, if not better than anybody, right now at this time. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast. It's done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during girls' games, we highlight players from each team. Tonight, we've got 8 seniors. We want to recognize 4 from Fort Loramie, 4 from Sydney. From Fort Loramie, the 12th graders are Rayanne Fry, Caitlin Lupke, Hunter Bargy, Sarah Stang, outstanding student-athletes, as are these young ladies from Sydney, Kiara Miller, Haley Powers, Braxton Lee, and Selena Taborn, all seniors under the spotlight tonight from LaCal Equipment, recognized by LaCal in Jackson Center. Outstanding student-athletes for both of these teams, the 8 seniors I just mentioned, and we'll hear from LaCal shortly as we kick off play in the second half. After a Fort Loramie turnover right in front of us, Sydney's got the ball. 34-16, Fort Loramie leads. Here's a drive by Sydney, and it's tipped away by Fort Loramie. Redskins come out of the pile with it. Dribbling down the left side of the court goes Lupke. Between the rings to Taylor Ratterman. The lead right now for Fort Loramie, matching the biggest in this game, 18. Here's a quick shot, left side, Lupke, not guarded closely, missed it, no good. Rebound right corner, Stang for Fort Loramie. Pitches one beneath the basket to Meyer, who's just out of bounds. Had a toe on the strike. 50 seconds gone in the third. 34-16, Fort Loramie leads. Timeline for Sydney, it is Alina Kendall. In the right corner, Nuss to Taborn on the block. One dribble, can't shoot. Pearls it back out to Kendall. Near side pass, intercepted. What a play by Meyer. Long lob down the floor to Lupke. Out back to Taylor Ratterman. Fort Loramie sets it up. 6:45 to go, third quarter. 34-16 Redskins. Here's Taylor Ratterman receiving a pass. Open look left side, short. Didn't catch the rim. Skimmed down the side of the glass. And Sydney's got the rebound. Up ahead, Alina Kendall into Taborn, and Taborn has her arm grabbed. It was stolen, but not cleanly. 6:27 to go here in the third quarter, 34-16, Fort Loramie. That was her halftime count, 34-16. Rayanne Fry coming out of the game for Fort Loramie. Inbounding underneath the rim, Sydney, and 5 seconds elapse. Yellow Jackets cannot throw it onto the floor in time.
You've got the 6'2 girl out there, just throw it up in the air to her.
Here come the Redskins to midcourt. Hattie Meyer on the bounce, picked up 35 feet away by Kendall. Ball lobbed to Ratterman, right corner, goes baseline, juggle it, got it back, threw it to Lupke, into the lane, Holdhouse. Cross court, Ratterman. Good look near side behind the arc. Overshot it. Rebound tipped away to Sidney. Hustling down the right side goes Kendall. Kendall out back to teammate Nuss. Nuss picked up by Lupke of Fort Loramie. Into the right corner to Kiara Miller. Down inside to Tayborn. And Selena got it in position and drains the shot from 5 feet away. Countering quickly, Fort Loramie. It is Taylor Ratterman dribbling off into the right corner, hemmed in by two defenders, and head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 5:45 to go in the third, 34-18, Redskins over the Yellow Jackets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
As always here tonight, Locale Equipment underwriting our Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. A few minutes ago, we recognized eight seniors, four on each team, for Sydney Kiara Miller, Haley Powers, Braxton Lee, Selena Tayborn, and for Fort Loramie, Rayanne Fry, Caitlin Lupke, Hunter Bargey, and Sarah Stang. Recognized tonight by Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success by Shelby County League athletes. Well, after a Fort Loramie miss following the timeout, Tayborn shoots up a 10-footer baseline right for Sydney. It's short, and Fort Loramie scrapes it off the floor. Here's a long throw. It is Meyer down in the right corner to Ratterman. In among taller players, flips it back out on the arc. Broken up by Sydney, stolen. Here come the Yellow Jackets the other way. Ball lobbed to Tayborn at midcourt. Deals off to Kendall, 34-18 Fort Loramie, which has not scored in 3 minutes and 20 seconds of the second half. On top, Sydney, Nuss, fall away, three ball, fell down as she released, shot short, deflected by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds to Sydney. Wholesale changes, Holdhouse coming out for Fort Loramie, as is Lupke. Tayborn to the sideline for Sydney. The Yellow Jackets inbounding below the rim, trailing by 16. And looking is 30-second timeout. Carly Dean can't find a player. Head coach Megan Mummy gets a timeout to save the possession with 4:38 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 just west of I-75. Goffney with high-quality furniture priced to meet your budget's needs. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. And go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Sydney, after the timeout inbounds, gets a good-looking three from the right corner. It's missed on the play by Nuss. Short. Rebound Fort Loramie. Player tumbles down. Foul against Sydney. Kiara Miller picked it up. Here's Fort Loramie walking the ball to the timeline. Thrown down to Fry in the left corner. To Stang. Ball rotated right wing to Rayanne Fry. Deep three. Right wing, no. Good offensive rebound by Sarah Stang. First 2 points, second half for Fort Loramie. Took nearly 4 minutes to get.
The only thing that saves them is Sydney's only scored two also.
Right, very low scoring period. Only 4 points total. Shot fake by Sydney. Haley Powers threw it back out on the play to Nuss, to Kendall. Deep left corner, Nuss. Now Kendall, 25 feet out, starts the drive, goes to the foul line, steps back, and Gebhardt blocked the shot. Oh, a stellar defensive play. Intercepted pass, though, by Sydney, and then a travel. Tell you what, Chuck, that was a fine offensive move by 10th grader Alina Kendall for Sydney, the fall away to get the shot released. An even better play by freshman Kennedy Gebhardt of Fort Loramie to cram the shot.
Yep, she stayed right with her and kept her hands high. That's what you teach them to do defensively.
And all of that happened about 17, 18 feet out on the floor. 36-18 Fort Loramie. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Taylor Ratterman, top of the key. Fakes left, goes right. Out of Meyer, right corner, back to Taylor on top. Taylor retreats to center court. Guarded by Braxton Lee. Now here's Stang, who eyes the hoop from 20 feet out. Now goes to Fry. Coming out to catch, Hattie Meyer. Steps to the foul line. Lets one fly from there. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound, Sydney, right corner. Corralled by Kiara Miller, but she's out of bounds. 3:13 to go, third quarter. 36-18 Fort Loramie. 4 points total in this period, two each way, in nearly 5 minutes. Ratterman catches the ball behind a screen. Her shot is online. We can tell, looking over her shoulder from side court. No good, though. It hit the rim, rattled out. Sydney with a pass down the floor, intercepted by Fry. Fry to a teammate, drive to Stang, blocked, but a foul. Boy, the Redskins have been so tenacious all evening long. Right there, Chuck, another takeaway by Fort Loramie. Turnover, Sydney.
Well, they're just running the floor so well, and you can just see Sydney's winded.
Free throw pumped up there by Stang of Fort Loramie. It's short. Fort Loramie is in the upper bracket in the Sydney Girls Division IV sectional and opens tournament play against Riverside 1 week from Saturday. I said upper bracket, should have said lower bracket. Lower bracket with Rushi, not the upper bracket. The opponent, Riverside, for Fort Loramie, marks the third straight year Riverside has been Fort Loramie's first-round opponent, fifth time in 6 years.
That lucky Riverside.
Yeah, lucky Riverside. That's an interesting factoid provided by Matt Zerker, who writes for Ken Barhorse, Sydney Daily News. Ken shared that information with me this afternoon.
Well, they seed everybody, so that means Loramie's been the best team the last 6 years, and Riverside's been the worst.
Or close to it. Either way, you're right. After a turnover against Fort Loramie, Sydney throws it down low. There was a made free throw by Stang, one miss, and then Taborn had a short shot rattle out right in front for Sydney. The rebound came down to the Redskins. 2:20 left in the third. It's 37-18 in favor of Fort Loramie. The made foul shot by Stang, only the fifth point combined for the two clubs in the quarter. Here's Ratterman out high for Fort Loramie. Tries to steer her way around Kiara Miller, who got the leg out. Foul called. 2:12 to go in the third. 19-point lead Fort Loramie. Sarah Stang is out. Brooke Ratterman back in for the Redskins. Kennedy Gebhardt inbound side court. Caught by Taylor Ratterman, who's got the ball 35 feet away. On her, Carly Dean. Left side pass to Fry. She's got a little freedom. Lets it go from 15. No, that was Kennedy Gebhardt who shot it. Just short. Rebound Sydney. Foul Brooke Ratterman on the arm of the Sydney player. 2 minutes to go, third quarter.
See some frustration in the Sydney girls. Taborn had that ball. She just threw it out of bounds after the whistle. Instead of handing it to the official. That's not the kind of stuff you want to watch.
Fort Loramie's defense has been harassing in this game. Here's a long pass up the floor by Braxton Lee of Sydney. Easy interception by Holdhouse. Lobs it to Brooke Ratterman on the finish. That's at least her second field goal.
Yep, she's got two. She's playing well.
Uh-huh. Brooke Ratterman, nice performance tonight for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Very good job by Brooke. 5'11 junior. Here's Sydney hastening its way into the forecourt to her left. Fort Loramie guilty of overguarding. 39-18 Fort Loramie. Biggest lead of this game, 21. Minute 33 to go, third quarter. Ball inbounded on the arc to Kiana Johnson. Sydney's got it. Right wing carry Nuss. Ball high overhead. Goes to Tabor low in the right. Going to work in Holdhouse. Powering up from 7 feet. Muscling it in is Selena Tabor. Minute 15 to go in the third. 39-20 our score in favor of Fort Loramie. Ray Ann Fry throws it to the top of the key, then gets it back. Misfires on the three ball, and Fort Loramie's on the shoulder on the rebound attempt.
Rayanne's not getting her feet set before she shoots that three. She's really kind of shooting it off the hop, and that's why it's off target.
And her shots are maybe a little bit, what, flatter than usual, perhaps?
Yeah. I think that comes from not having her feet set.
Right. 1 minute to go, third quarter. 39-20, Fort Loramie over Sydney. The two teams came into the game with marks of 13-6. Sydney 10-3. In divisional action in the GWAC. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie 8-3 in the Shelby County League with a game remaining in the SCL on Thursday right here against Rushi. Well, a miss by Sydney to her left and a rebounding foul on Sydney, so Fort Loramie's got possession.
I wasn't sure how to stat that because it was a pass, but it hit the rim.
40 ticks left on the clock here in the third quarter. Drive to the rim. Rayanne Fry hit the side of the board. Carry him to Sydney. Sydney's got the ball at midcourt, down 39-20. Last 30 seconds, third quarter. Dribbling through the lane, Kiana Johnson for Sydney. And what do we have? Violation, moving screen?
No, it's a travel.
Travel call against Sydney. Another turnover on the Yellow Jackets.
Loramie benched so much deeper, and you can just see the Sydney girls are starting to wear out.
I tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie's bench will be an important weapon for head coach Carla Siegel in the tournament.
They're just getting better and better.
Here's Hattie Meyer, 30 feet away, 15 seconds to go, third quarter, 19-point lead Fort Loramie. Oh, going back, Dora Stang, ball lobbed to her. She's down inside against Taborn. Shots altered. It's on the deck. Scramble for it. Who's got it? Sydney benefits from the arrow with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie leading 39-20. 10 players in backcourt. Fort Loramie leaving nothing for granted here. Sydney's going to have to work hard to get a good shot. Ball entered 80 feet away. Braxton Lee's got it. Coughed it up. Fort Loramie stole it. Twisting and turning a Stang from 16, way short. Would have counted had it gone in. It missed. Buzzer went off, and that's the end of our third quarter. Fort Loramie 39, Sydney 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality of workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Fort Loramie. 39-20, Lady Redskins over the Lady Yellow Jackets. We kick off play here in the fourth quarter. Stang's got the ball top of the key. Now to Holdhouse, who steps back, shoots the 17-footer behind the foul stripe. Missed it hard. Loose ball rebound. Stang is on it. Powers is on it. Arrow favors Sydney. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Veterans and surviving spouses should get connected now. Learn your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 498-7282. Selena Taborn with a short jump shot in the lane, makes it for Sydney, and then countering right back, Caitlin Lupke has got a baseline jumper from 15 for Fort Loramie, all net. She ripped the cords on that one, perfectly done. Didn't touch the rim. 41-22 Fort Loramie. Sydney's got the ball, Taborn in the lane, spins, ducks under. Good defensive play from behind by Fort Loramie, but the official judges that Hattie Meyer got a piece of the arm, and Taborn will shoot a couple.
That's something else that Loramie's really done a good job of. Taborn is going to the free throw line for the second time tonight. Other than that, they haven't shot any free throws at all.
Taborn rims it out to the right. No good. Yeah, Fort Loramie's defended her tightly, tenaciously, without fouling.
Actually, the last time down, she had an offensive foul that wasn't called.
Free throw, Taborn, second shot right in. 41-23 in favor of Fort Loramie. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. Here is Lupke getting the ball, left flank, inside the arc, overshot it. Weak side rebound, though, scraped off the floor, but Taylor Ratterman, and she's popped in the shoulder while trying to roll it back in, and she's given two at the stripe. 6:56 remaining in the fourth quarter. Free throw coming up here for Taylor. Very good free throw artist is ninth grader Taylor Ratterman. Fairly lofty shot. Oftentimes doesn't even hit the rim. That one was swish, all net. Second one, just the same. Two in a row for Taylor Ratterman. Dynamite free throw shooter, just the ninth grader for Fort Loramie. 43-23, lead for Fort Loramie, 20. Here is Lena Kendall dribbling hard up over the timeline. Hand off to Kira Miller. Miller being harassed, 20 feet away by Stang. Weak side pass intended for Selena Taborn. Nearly stolen by Holdhouse, out of bounds into the first row across the way.
They're gonna see these white jerseys in their sleep tonight.
Tell you what, at times here tonight, it's like Fort Loramie's had seven white shirts out there at one time. And we've got Elena Kendall setting a screen on the Sydney inbounds play that's not stationary. She was, moving the forearm?
She had pressure on her, and she just took an arm and shoved off. That's kind of a natural reaction type thing.
Right elbow chuck seen by the referee. Fort Loramie possession up 20. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. Holdhouse has the ball inside the arc. Skips it across to Lupke. Ball thrown down inside for Holdhouse. Popped up in the air by the Sydney defender. Out of bounds it goes. Kennedy Gebhardt, the playmaker, below the Fort Loramie basket. Inbounds to Ratterman, right wing. Picked up there by Nuss. Hand off to Hattie Meyer, who rotates out on top. Outside the arc on the left to Lupke. Baseline, Jay Holdhouse. Shoots it up, missed it off the flange. Rebound down to Dean for Sydney. 6 minutes to go in the game. 43-23 Fort Loramie. Near side to Nuss. Veers, left corner. Shoots it out back. Now to Taborn. Foul line extended right. Good on the 17-footer. Longest shot tried and made this evening for Selena. No, she tried a three earlier and missed it. That was a lengthy deuce. And she netted it. 43-25 in favor of Fort Loramie. Lupke lobs the Holdhouse foul line. Sprints down the lane in traffic. Ball raked away by Sydney. Into the hands of Taborn. Bobbled. Sydney recovers and gets it out to Nuss. With 5.5 to go in the fourth. And Fort Loramie leading 43-25. Sydney angling left. It's Haley Powers on top. Check by Ratterman. There's a screen. Ball thrown to Taborn. Low on the right. Good Deba Holdhouse, who smacked Selena on the forearm. Two shots coming up here for Taborn. Clock halts. 5:17 to go, fourth quarter. 43-25 in favor of Fort Loramie. Biggest spread in this game came at 39-18. Shot by Selena. Swish. You got a nice stroke. Good form at the free throw line.
Yes, when she does have the stroke, a couple of them have been kind of flat, but the ones she's made, it looked real good.
Yep. Changes for Fort Loramie as Stang and Lupke sit. Second shot, Taborn got them both. Brooke Ratterman back in now for the Redskins, 43-27. Fort Loramie's lead is 16. Here's Hattie Meyer dribbling high right, goes to Ratterman right corner. Ratterman looks down inside for Gebhardt, can't find her. Between the rings, 30 feet away, Meyer. Ratterman again right side. Gets a screen way out on the floor from Brooke Ratterman. Taylor holds it in the right corner. She's picked up her dribble in hot water. And head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout. Thanks so much to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie tonight. Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney and Troy Body Car Star. 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And a big thank you here tonight to M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Go to M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery to call Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 937-295-3971. That's Jeff Gebhardt, Geppy, at 937-295-3971. A tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A Muffler and Tires. Good ball reversal by Fort Loramie after the timeout. And freshman Kennedy Gebhardt was the recipient of a nice pass. Baseline left, about two steps inside the arc. She drained a 16-footer. And Selena Taborn comes right back hard, countering for Sydney low on the right with a point-blank three-footer to make it 45-29. Redskins in the lead, 4:12 to go in the fourth. Taylor Ratterman, Marissa Myring, who's out hurt, will be back next year. Here's a baseline, or I should say an elbow jumper right of the circle by Abby Holdhouse is good for Fort Loramie. Redskins extend the fine perimeter shooting. First, second, and fourth quarters, the outside jumpers for Fort Loramie falling left and right here tonight. Sydney throws it down inside again. It is Dean hitting Taborn. A little half-hook shot, six-footer, banked home. 47-31, Fort Loramie. Hattie Meyer drives the lane, gives it to Taylor Ratterman in the right corner. Back out to Hattie, 30 feet away. Dean on her, 3:28 to go in the fourth. Now to Kennedy Gebhardt. Here's Hattie Meyer near the center stripe. Guarding closely, Powers on Gebhardt. Ball looped across court, intended for Holdhouse, goes out of bounds. 3:14 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie leads 47-31. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel to Geyer's from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and wherever. When Gus Geyer built Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Well, Kiana Johnson trying to become the first person besides Taborn to score in the second half for Sydney.
She just missed a short jump shot, was raked across the right arm, is awarded two free throws. Neither one goes in, and Fort Loramie gets the rebound. Ahead by 16 with 2:50 to go in the game. Here's Kennedy Gebhardt with a shot fake. Nearly went up and down. Fed to Stang. Stang bolts in from the left side. Her shot rattles off. Stick back is good. Wow. Was it? Woo, Brooke Ratterman, third field goal for Brooke. Nice game by her, her finest outing of the season. Boy, she sparkled tonight for Fort Loramie. With 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter, 49-31 Fort Loramie. Here's Powers, head of the key. Right corner, gives it up on the play to Emma Whiteford, who's in now, 5'8 sophomore. Little give-and-go action by Sydney. Driving down the paint, Powers, and she smacked on the wrist, and she's awarded two. 2:22 to go, 18-point lead for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who with the win tonight will advance to 14-6 on the year. Fort Loramie 8-3 in the Shelby County League. Sydney will drop to 13-7. Sydney 10-3 in the GWAC. Next game for the Fort Loramie girls coming up on Thursday right here against Rushi. And Sydney's next encounter is right away tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Shelby County League action at Vandalia. Two games in a row midweek, both away from home, Fort Loramie, then Butler.
Well, Butler's not real good, but Butler has a tough place to play basketball, I'll tell you that.
49-33, Fort Loramie leads. Here's a deep right corner three ball by the Redskins. Yes, Rayann Fry dropped in a triple. That may have been the longest shot of the night. She was nearly out of bounds and buried it. 52-33, Fort Loramie up 19. Here's a dribble drive down the lane, losing the ball. Braxton Lee for Sydney, taken by Stang. Stang down the floor to a teammate, Gebhardt in the lane, running one-hander right in front, off to the right, no good. Saved in bounds by Fort Loramie. Shot missed from 10, and the Redskins control the offensive glass one more time. Here's Stang with a shot, faking a drive. A pull-up seven-footer. Bingo! She's got it. Tell you what, Chuck, Fort Loramie plays close to this level. Redskins will go deep into the tournament.
No doubt about it.
Fort Loramie has had spice in its step all night long. Very good defense. And the Redskins have shot lights out. Second or third best shooting performance in a game all year long by Fort Loramie. Who knows? Head coach Carlos Siegel might say it's the top number one. Certainly excellent outing for Fort Loramie against Versailles, and within the last week, two against Houston. Got a foul, Sydney, and Fort Loramie's back at the stripe. One and one, Rayann Fry. Brooke Ratterman exits with six. Dazzling game by her.
She played really well. She's looking at Mike Clancy's player of the game. There's a shot.
That's what I thought. You took the words right from my mouth. Free throw, Rayann Fry off the back rim. Rebound pinballed around. Sydney saves in the left corner. It is Hallie Truesdale off the bench, 5'8 freshman, who gives it up the floor to Braxton Lee. Left side, Carly Dean thought about driving. Back out to Braxton, who angles into the left corner. 1 minute to go in the game. Now baseline drive by Braxton. Shot it short. Rebound yanked down by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. I think it's Heather Eilerman who's checked in now for Fort Loramie.
She had a terrific JV game.
Oh, she's a nice player. Here's the ball pitched in the right corner. Then dumped off to the foul line where a Redskin player walks. With 45.3 to go, Fort Loramie has matched its biggest spread of the game, 54-33. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News, best local sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Sydney free throw line, 1-1, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, Hunter Barger. 28 seconds to go, Redskins up 21. Heather Eilerman deep in the left corner for Fort Loramie. Hangs on, out back to Kennedy Gebhardt. Foul line, Hunter Bargey. And she dribble drives down the right side of the lane. All the way to the rim. Kissed it in off the window. Good play by Hunter Bargey. 56-33, Fort Loramie. 8 seconds to go in this game. Here is Braxton Lee dribbling left side of the floor. Threw up a runner, 8-footer. No, rebound Fort Loramie, and that does it. Final spread, 23, widest margin of the night. Fort Loramie defeats Sydney easily. Yellow Jackets on the road here at Fort Loramie. First meeting between the two in girls basketball since 2002. Sydney beat Fort Loramie on that night, or I should say Fort Loramie beat Sydney on that night at Sydney. Year before, it was Sydney over Fort Loramie at Fort Loramie. This is the first game ever in this gym between the two schools. And Fort Loramie hands Sydney a thumping 56-33 win for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Chuck will help me wrap it up in just a moment. So many thanks to our additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Bluffton's MBA program at Bluffton University, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, from which you'll hear in just a moment, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Frisch's in Sydney. What is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Laramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. In Between, south of Botkins, Foods Not In Between. It's out of this world. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. These Rushi Games sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to them. Big shout-out to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Call on Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions for computer repair. He's got solutions for you. Remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adams Tech Solutions reaches out to you computer users with high-tech computer solutions. Also, now marketing specialty advertising items is Adam Rice. Mugs, pens, T-shirts, you name it. Promotional items of all kind. They can be customized by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S. Call him at 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, 538-6948. Chuck, resounding win by the Fort Laramie girls, who may have put together their best 4 quarters of the season offensively.
Well, they did offensively, and they out-rebounded Sydney by 7, by 9 on the offensive boards. They turned Sydney over 24 times, and Taborn did end up with 24, so she got close to her average,
yep.
But she was absolutely all they had tonight. So, yeah. Laramie only had one person in double figures, but they had 9 young ladies score. On the other side, Sydney had 4 girls that scored. Our Clancy's players of the game, and I could probably pick 8 of them for Fort Laramie, but I'm going to give it to Brooke Ratterman. I thought she was terrific tonight in a game where she was out there playing against someone that outsized everybody. I thought she was really confident, did a good job offensively.
Yep.
And on the other side, Selena Taborn, she's a force. She's going to get her points because there's not much you can do about it.
Exactly. Look forward to the Sydney tournament game. We'll cover that one for you 1 week from Saturday down at Vandalia Butler. Tip-off 1:30 on the web online, 1:10. Sydney hosting Kettering Fairmont. That is 1 week from Saturday. Sydney girls back in action tomorrow night at Vandalia Butler. Fort Laramie returns to the floor here on Thursday against Rushi. Again, Brooke Ratterman for Fort Laramie, Selena Taborn for Sydney, our Clancy stars of the game. Clancy, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fort Laramie Redskins put together a gem here tonight, clobbering Sydney by 23 points. Final spread was the biggest margin of this game. Fort Laramie jumped out to a first quarter lead, Chuck, of what now?
21-10, led 34-16 at the half, led by 19 at the end of three. They just, each quarter after the first one, they just kept pushing out the lead, and Sydney did not have an answer.
Nope. Again, Fort Loramie, if it plays like this, will be a real tough out in the girls' Division IV sectional tournament, which starts 1 week from Saturday.
It's going to open some eyes when people look at this score. I mean, I don't think anybody will be shocked that maybe Loramie won, but they're going to be shocked by the margin.
No, I thought because of Sydney's size, including Taborn, of course, at 6'2", that Sydney was maybe a slight favorite coming in, and Fort Loramie routed the Sydney Yellow Jackets here tonight. Again, our next coverage on scoresbroadcast.com comes up on Friday evening. We are at Rushi. Fairlawn Jets on the road against the Rushi Raiders. Important game in the Shelby County League. Rushi leads the league with two games left. Rushi's got Fairlawn home Friday, then at Fort Loramie 1 week from Friday. Rushi's up a game over both Fort Loramie and Fairlawn. It's a photo finish going right down to the wire, and we will follow it for you the next two Fridays here on Scores Broadcast, including this Friday night with Fairlawn at Rushi. Tip-off at 8 on the web online at 7:40 on Friday evening. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. I'm Jack Kramer. Until Friday, saying good night to you from here at Fort Loramie, where the Lady Redskins have defeated the Lady Yellow Jackets 56-33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.